there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The Miami Heat, they won't go away. The Celtics, they did go away last night. Heat go up 1-0, and Jimmy Butler had 35. We have a frost delay at the PGA Championship.
Excuse me?
Yes, frost. Normally you get sunshine, it's cloud, beautiful clouds and blue skies, and you got frost right now in upstate New York, but they will get the round in. It'll get started a little bit later on, but a frost delay. They can't play right now in the frost. Lakers-Nuggets game two coming up tonight. Panthers and the Hurricanes game one. 877-3DP show. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp show. And this program brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is awesome. Make sure you go to traeger.com. Make sure you use the promo code dp show at checkout for free shipping. That grill will change your life. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Coming into last night's game, Eastern Conference Finals, the Heat weren't given much of a chance. In fact, ESPN Analytics said the Miami Heat had a 3% chance of going back to the NBA Finals. I don't know what the analytics would say today with ESPN, maybe a little more than 3%. Miami came into the postseason as the eighth seed. Now, I know we get caught up in, they're an eighth seed. Well, they underachieved during the regular season to start with, so they're not truly an eighth seed. And I don't know if Miami truly cared about the regular season. They just want to get into the playoffs. And when they do, with that coach and that player, they usually do some damage. And Jimmy Butler, if we've learned anything, his four-year stretch in Miami, never count him out. You know, you go back to 2020, he willed the Heat to the finals. Last night, he had his way with the Celtics. He had 35, 7, and 6 steals. Six-time All-Star. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And when you think about those guys, when it gets to the postseason, he's almost the modern-day Reggie Miller from the standpoint of maybe regular season, you're not talking about him good, maybe sometimes very good. But postseason, that's when you make a name for yourself. And Jimmy Butler has done that. Here's Boston coming in, all this momentum. Jason Tatum, incredible performance, 51 points, game seven. And then all of a sudden, doesn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. It takes 5 shots total in the second half. How's that happen? You're at home. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, sixth man of the year, Malcolm Brogdon. Firepower. They've got it all. But they can't win at home. They're 500 at home in the playoffs. So Boston is still a better team than Miami. The best team doesn't always win. And that was certainly the case last night. Poll question today. What do we have?
Well, the T-O-double-D sent in a few.
Okay.
I always like when Todd.
Round one is underway at the PGA Championship. It's 43 degrees at Oak Hill.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes. Yes. You got guys out there look like they're, you know, getting ready to go skiing or, you know, snowboarding. But they'll get it in, and the weather will be a lot better later in the week. Yes, Paul?
We did a little our morning meeting was about the frost and the golfers at the PGA. Someone sent in a note that maybe they're protecting the conditions of the course, the grass itself, because if there's frost on the grass could be damaged if you walk on it or play on it.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever they say. I used to be on the grounds crew at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Course.
Seriously?
Yes, I did. And that was Kings Island, Ohio.
Did you ever meet Mr. Nicklaus?
Yes, I did.
When you were a youngster?
Yes, I did. He doesn't remember me because I was on a riding mower. And I had to turn off the engine because he was walking around the golf course and he couldn't hear. So I had to turn off and I mowed the greens.
That must have been pretty nutty, though. I mean, he's as famous as it gets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I still had a job to do, Paul.
You were focused on your...
Yes, I was. I was mowing the greens as only I could. Oh. Yes, Todd?
Did you approach him, say hi to him, or you were instructed not to talk to these people?
No, I had a job to do, Todd.
Park the car for a second and get on and go, hey, Mr. Nicklaus, just wanted to say hi.
It's a riding mower. It's not a car.
All right, you're a mower. But I could see you not being shy as a kid about going up to people.
No, I had a job to do, Todd. It's called being a professional. Right. You should try it. Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Poll questions from Todd.
I thought the Celtics would win this series, and now I still do. I think the Heat advanced to the finals.
All right.
Tonight, the Lakers will have made the necessary adjustments to even the series. Head back to L.A. down 2-0.
All right.
Did you know the Wanamaker Trophy was awarded to the PGA Championship winner? Of course I did. I had no idea.
I think the Lakers would be down 0-2.
Head back to Lakers down, I wonder, I wrote down 2-0.
Yeah.
Head back to Lakers, Los Angeles down 2-0.
Yeah.
0-2.
Yeah,
yes.
I love the first option on that. It's very Todd Fritz.
Oh, definitely.
We'll have made the necessary adjustments.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Lakers will have made the necessary adjustments to even the series. Head back to Los Angeles down 0-2.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
I don't know if you mean that, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I do. Every time I say thank you,
every
Todd.
Time.
Every single time I say thank you to Todd, I mean it.
Thank you, Todd.
Was the Wanamaker Trophy made by the same people who made the Heisman Trophy? Can we check that? For some reason, in the deep recesses of this mind, the people who made the Wanamaker Trophy, did they make the Heisman Trophy?
That's two good ones right there.
Well, if it's true, if it's not, then...
Still two good trophies.
Yeah, it is. Yes. But for some reason, I thought that. It's like, didn't Tiffany come up with the design for the New York Yankees NY?
Really?
Does that sound right?
The singer?
No.
I know what you
mean. Will you stop?
Oh, boy.
Think we're alone
no,
now.
No, we're 7 minutes in today. You're alone now.
That'd be so strange if Tiffany came up with that.
I fully support the energy Todd's putting out right now.
No,
I just want you to know.
I'm so behind this. See, now I have to land the planes. Yeah. That's the problem. Yes, Paulie.
Designed by Diegis and Clust. Oh, my gosh. D-I-E-G-E-S, Diegis and Clust in New York City. The Rodman Wanamaker Trophy was intended to be unique by its namesake standards. The company would add to its luster by creating the Heisman Trophy in 1934.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tiffany with the Yankees logo, Seton?
I can confirm.
Oh,
that is 100%. You are spot on.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Louis B. Tiffany.
Okay. Louis B.
Louis B.
Yeah. Louis. Yeah.
All right, my guy.
Hey, Louis B.
Louis B.
Yeah.
Louis.
No.
We got to go now.
Yes, you do. Get out of here.
I really
should go now. Get out of here. All right.
Making logos just as fast as we can.
Any other?
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Diegis and Clust also made baseball's MVP awards.
Mm.
Lou Gehrig's farewell plaque at Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
The Heisman Trophy.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
They really had a... cornered the market.
They're really
running things.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
That clust screwed everything up for everybody, though.
So what's the poll question we're going to go with?
Well, Paulie just sent in one. He's still in the league? Question mark?
Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, yeah. Your options here from Paul are Kyle Lowry, Kevin Love, and Udonis Haslem. You know, Kevin Love is funny because he's sitting on the bench totally gray now.
I know.
He looks like he's like an Uncle Drew character.
He's the guy that you go, I'll take the old man over there. Yeah. He's only 35. Oh. I'll still take him. Yeah, Paulie.
When he checks in the game, he rips off a pair of corduroys.
Yeah, he's got cut-off cords on in New Balance. Low cut.
Like, hold on. Give me about 45 minutes to stretch here, and then I'll be ready.
Yeah. Udonis Haslem is still, that's one of the more amazing jobs. That it's almost like when the grown-ups are out of the room, he's still the grown-up. He's the hall monitor there for the team. He's a player's coach or coach's player or something like that. Yes. Yes, Mark.
He's definitely in the coaches' meetings also.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you know who is around, you know, when the players are talking. Yeah. And, man, I can't believe that Spoelstra. Oh, hey, Udonis. Hey, guys, what are you talking about? Yes, Todd.
Can you be a team ambassador and on the roster at the same time? I'm fascinated by that.
Well, he is.
Yeah, Udonis Haslem has been with the Heat since 2003, but he hasn't been really an active player where he plays in the rotation since 2015 and 16. Damn. He's basically been on the roster the past 7 years in a practice assistant coach role.
Mm. Woo! That's not a stat of the day.
I know.
You know what a stat of the day could be? I got the over-unders for tonight. The Lakers are getting 5.5 against the Nuggets. Do you want to do the over-under game? Seton killed it yesterday. Seton was the joker. You were a triple-double yesterday. Okay, over-under, joker tonight, according to DraftKings, points. Seton?
29.5.
Marv?
27.5.
Paulie?
30.5.
Todd?
31.5.
28.5.
Well, overrated.
Over.
LeBron James over under tonight. Marvin.
26.5.
Paulie.
23.5.
Seton.
25.5.
Blue, blue, blue.
Whoa, for you.
Let's go.
Over under Anthony Davis tonight. Todd.
23.5.
Seton.
27.5.
Marv.
22.5.
Paulie.
Correction night. I'm going to go 25.5.
24.5.
Hey.
That is your over-under game.
Da, 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 da,
brought to you by DraftKings. But the Lakers getting 5.5 against the Nuggets. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll get our poll question. We got a play of the day. Stat of the day is always coming up. And the PGA Championship is underway with temperatures under 50 degrees.
Thoughts and prayers.
I played in those kind of conditions before.
Does it hurt your hands?
Yes. Absolutely. You know when you play baseball and it's a little cold and you have a foul ball and it's like your hands vibrate? Yeah, it can be uncomfortable playing in conditions like that.
Hard to tie, put a white belt on when you're that cold. I feel for them.
Okay. All right. What, Todd?
Weather issues are par for the course, though. You got to just do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're more creative than that.
Is he?
No, infinitely.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, I believe in you, Todd.
I found out, by the way, what kind of shoe Udonis Haslem wears when he does get a chance to play.
Oh, no.
He wears the Odins. Because he looks old like Greg Oden. Am I trying too hard now? No.
Maybe not enough.
Dan, the Odins. Hello, no, Dan. Greg Oden's shoe.
No. Don't pin this on Ryan.
Haslem wears the Odins.
No, don't pin this on Ryan in Honolulu.
Once was a man from
Todd,
Odin.
Todd. Why don't you get up,
okay,
and why don't you go outside?
I should cool off a little bit.
And why don't you get some fresh air, right, some sunshine, and start thinking about what you want to do with your career?
I think I'm going to do that.
Okay. Better yet, if you're watching on Peacock, and why not, download the app. You can watch for free. Yeah, you get the curtain. The cone of silence has been placed over Fritzy. This is when he starts to panic. Hey, come on. Getting claustrophobic in here.
I'm hot in here.
Yeah. Let's make fun of an anxiety disorder. Yeah. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk. I'm not supposed to talk in here.
Are you diagnosed as having an anxiety condition?
Self-diagnosed.
Yeah, of course. I think your mom did that your entire childhood, where she was the one that was diagnosing everything that was wrong with you.
You're a very nervous boy. It's just a spelling test.
There. You good? Yeah.
That's much better.
What's wrong with your microphone?
Testing. I think we're good.
Oh, it was better 30 seconds
ago. Yeah.
Jason Jackson, who is the play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat, will join us coming up. What is it about this roster? Because you look at that roster and you go, how are they doing it? But they did it. And, you know, you got to get give credit. Also, a whole lot of blame to the Celtics because I'm watching going, Jason Tatum, how's this possible? The fourth quarter didn't take a shot. A couple of turnovers there. God, they just drive you crazy with their inconsistency. Best team in the playoffs, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean they'll even make it to the NBA Finals. Yes, Eden.
But, I mean, what this 8 seed is doing is truly historic.
I know.
I mean, this is an 8 seed we're talking about.
I know.
That's driving me crazy.
I know. We're making it seem like this is, you know, Baltimore County, you know, upsetting, you know, a 16 seed winning.
Yeah, like LIU all of a sudden is beating the Lakers. Yeah. So you're like, well, it's the Miami Heat. They chose to be practically in the 8 seed rather than.
Yeah. They underachieved. But, you know, don't let that get in the way of a good story. This is what we do in the media.
An 8 seed knocked off a 1?
Unbelievable.
An 8 seed? Are you kidding me?
Yes, Paulie.
The 10th seed in the West and the 4th seed in the West was a 2-game difference. 2 wins or 3 wins would have put you from the 10th seed to the 4th seed.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Jason Jackson set to join us. Is he with us, Paulie?
About 2 minutes.
Okay. We'll talk to the play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat. So the poll question we're going to go with is...
I threw up, literally, best team in the NBA playoffs right now. Just based off the statement you had just made about the Celtics are the best team right now.
The most talented team in the NBA.
Best team in the NBA playoffs right now. Celtics, Heat, Nuggets, Lakers.
Okay. Well, the Celtics are the most talented team. Doesn't mean they're the best team.
Right now, early voting, 70% have the Nuggets.
Well, they might be the best team the way they're playing, but the most talented team is the Celtics.
Your Celtics are actually last
right
now.
They're not my Celtics.
They're literally your Celtics.
They're not my Celtics.
They're in last.
Yeah. They're losing to an eighth-seeded Miami Heat team.
I mean, we're talking about an eight seed here.
Scrappy Miami Heat team.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. But they're not an eighth seed. They probably were an underachieving team during the regular season. That's the reason why they're an eighth seed. This guy would know all about it. Jason Jackson Jr. III, Miami Heat, play-by-play voice. What were you expecting last night in Boston with your Miami Heat?
Oh, my father's rolling in his grave right now. This is so sad. Listen, of the 19 seasons that I've covered this team, this is the most one-off experience that I've ever had. In the sense of, here's a team that just missed the NBA Finals by a Jimmy Butler. Missed three. I mean, this is far off to the right.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. And the entire team, for the most part, outside of P.J. Tucker, was brought back. And so you assume, at the very least, somewhere between one through four. Like, you're just taking into consideration other teams are going to be better, other teams are not, there's going to be some shifting. That's probably about it. And then a Yurtseven, an Omer Yurtseven ankle, all the way through Jimmy Butler and management on his body. Kyle Lowry playing way too many minutes early because of the management on Jimmy's body, to everybody having some sort of time spent out. All of a sudden, the Miami Heat is the team that's missed the most games due to injury, which it's not a headline for the Heat because the Heat don't want that to be a headline, but that's a reality. Availability is that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And then some bad losses. I'll admit that along the way. Just some terrible home losses here and there. But then, as what happens, I think, with any team that has that type of chemistry, the desire to get back to where they were, if not trying to get beyond that, it just got better, Dan, along the way. And fortunately, this team is playing its best basketball at the right time. The team didn't win more than three games in a row all season long.
Yeah.
And now is just rolling.
Okay. Explain to us who Jimmy Butler is. Can you explain who Jimmy Butler is?
I've tried to figure it out now in 4 years because I'm like, is Jimmy complex or is he just super simple? All he ever talks about is one, guard somebody. It's very Tomball, Texas, right? Very, very outside of Houston mentality. We're not going to talk about defensive schemes. We're not going to talk about rotations. We're not going to talk about, help the helper. Guard somebody. And then on the other end, he talks about playing the right way, which we've heard forever. But for him, it's not necessarily a 30-plus point night. It's what ended up happening as well, six guys in double figures. And him looking and feeling out the defense first, helping out other guys build their confidence so when you need big shots late, guys aren't being called upon to do something they're not comfortable doing. And that's how he'd rather play. And Dan, he doesn't need us. That's the other thing. He can't stand. And it's not like this faux lack of desire to get on a microphone. It is a pure, I think, disdain for having to do it. And that's part of this era, by the way. They're going to get a lot of this going forward as you and I play the second nine of our careers. I think more and more because of social media and guys' ability to have, when you make $40 million a year, you can have some staff. And you can get out whatever you want. So if you want to sell coffee, you don't need to come on the Dan Patrick Show to sell your coffee. You can.
But is he a tough guy to play with if you look at what happened in Philly, in Minnesota, in Chicago? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer on his fourth team.
Right.
And he plays at a high level. I just wonder what happened with these other stops. And is that going to happen in Miami?
You can't be tougher than the experience in Miami simply because there's just too much certainty. 27 years of Pat Riley as the president, 35 years of the same family, the Arisons owning the team. Eric Spoelstra in his 15th season as the head coach is in his 27th season in the organization. I've been a broadcaster for this team for almost 20 years. and I'm still not senior. You know, so it's there's just way too much certainty in the organization everywhere around to be tougher than what the organization calls for. And I think that's finally a thriving moment for him.
I'm looking at the roster, and there's a great quote. Being bad in the NBA is a choice. Talent is everywhere with the right eye. And that is Pat Riley. You got Caleb Martin undrafted, Max Strus undrafted, Gabe Vincent undrafted, Duncan Robinson undrafted. You got Bam, 14th overall, Tyler Hero, 13th pick. Kevin Love on his last leg. Udonis Haslem on the bench. I mean, you're looking at this and you're going, it doesn't make sense. I just said that I thought the Celtics had the most talented team left in the playoffs. And then you're watching the second half and you're going, wait, which team was the eighth seed and which team was the, you know, one of the best teams in the East? Hard to explain sometimes.
If you just take it, that next look under the dermis is that, and we've learned this about Pat Riley as an executive for almost 30 years now, is that he'd rather have somebody that either one has experience or two has something to prove. That he had, listen, you have to have stars. You have to have guys that are blue chip, and along the way he's had several cats that have been picked rather high, but sometimes he goes gets them from other teams too. And so by trading and using free agency and the buyout market, he doesn't mind. I think what Pat has enjoyed the most, and then this entire front office with Andy Ellisberg and Adam Simon, is it's the flexibility on the roster. Like, don't lock yourself in all the way down to player 17. I mean, they worry about the two ways now at a high level, because what they're doing is we'll develop someone, first of all, financially sound, right? You're not locked into a number. We'll develop someone over 2 to 4 years rather than having somebody that has to get in here. And in year three, if they're not already a star, man, people are trying to run you out of town. And that combination has worked. So when you look at this roster, yeah, you still got lottery picks like Bam and Tyler in the mix. But like you said, I mean, Jimmy was the last pick in the first round in his draft.
Can Tyler, is there any possibility he could play in the Eastern Conference Finals?
From a date standpoint, from the press release to the actual date, he could play in Game 7. But Dan, you know, it's like, you know, back in the day when you used to, you know, come down Avon Mountain into the valley there in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And you're reaching.
And I'm teaching.
Yeah, that's how it used to work, baby. I mean, that jab step was sick, boy. They don't
understand. You saw it.
They don't understand how a Dayton flies.
They don't know. Preach. Preach.
They just don't know.
Preach.
But you can't come in there trying to get your win when you didn't play for a couple weeks, right?
Like, that's true.
You can't do it.
That's true.
And even though, you know, he's a young fella and he can score at all three levels and he 20 points a night, you're not going to just shove that away. He hasn't done any dribbling or shooting yet. The great thing about, if there is a great thing about breaking your hand, it is that you can do other stuff, but you're doing it on a bike. You're not doing it at game level. I think if this team is blessed to head to the finals, I think that's more realistic than if there is a game 7.
Great to talk to you, as always.
Man, this is the mere fact that the Miami Heat put me back in position.
I know.
To get Fritz on an email.
Yeah.
To get you.
Yeah.
To just dedicate yourself to service the way that you do.
I do. Yes. I do. Yeah.
Serve it.
Yeah.
My man.
Who's picking out the suits, by the way? Is that Craig Sager's leftovers that you're wearing?
No, you know better than that. I don't spend a great deal of money on anything other than retirement fund, because I'm going to be at sea. You understand that I am
You are? Okay.
I'm a seaman, yes. I am a man of the sea, and I'm looking forward to the twilight of my life out on the ocean. And so I just... In a boat. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
My golf game has not gotten any better over 25 years, so I turn to the ocean now. But I will spend some change at the haberdashery. You know better. Don't you try to make
it. No. You're bringing it. Absolutely. You're bringing it.
Listen, you see where that hairline went.
Yeah.
So I might as well keep, you know, my inseam tight.
If the Heat advance, we'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait.
All right. Go back to bed.
You're the best.
Jason right Jackson Jr. the third. He's a Miami Heat play-by-play voice. And I don't know what's going on in that hotel room. No lights on. It was just dark.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Had that look to it?
It did.
Light up on his head.
I'm scared. Yeah, Paulie.
That may have been my worst movie experience compared to what I was expecting going in. You know what? Remember that one movie, Blair Witch Project, for those who don't know, is like this indie scary movie 15 years ago?
Well, it was treated as if it was a documentary.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was just well done.
Oh, it was. It was well done.
Oh, you didn't like Blair Witch at all?
That was one of the least scary, scary movies I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
Borderline annoying.
Okay. Anybody else have that reaction?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Do you think I got too built up? Like,
definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. I mean, that happens all the time when somebody goes, you got to see it. And then you go, okay, I'll see it.
It was just so creative, too, just the way that they did it. You know, the whole idea of finding these tapes and it's just unedited, you know?
I liked it.
Super creative.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Thought it was... Todd didn't see it, I know then.
I did not see the Blair Witch Project.
Of course you didn't.
It was Blair Witch Project 4, not Cinemax.
No, if it was Selma Blair Witch Project.
That's a different story.
You're like, okay, all right, I'll watch that.
And it's like W-H-I-C-H, Witch.
Yeah. Like, there you go.
Oh, hey now.
Be like discovering Blair Witch.
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah. Selma Blair. A couple of phone calls here. Let's see. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, this is not why I was calling, but I threw up and got sick after watching the Blair Witch Project in a movie theater. It really, I was reaching for Dramamine almost in watching that. But I was calling to give you a hot take on golf. I think it's time that the PGA Championship is no longer considered a major. Maybe you replace it with the TPC in Florida, but because when they moved it from the summer, it used to be their identity was it's the last chance of glory. What is its identity now? The Masters, it's the course. The U.S. Open, it's the challenge. The British Open, it's the history. The PGA Championship doesn't seem to have an identity, and I just think the fact that we haven't talked about it this week, I think it's time to change it and find a new fourth major.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, it sort of got lost because it used to be at the end of the golf year this summer and you'd have the PGA Championship. Like if you didn't win a major, you got one more chance, it'd be the PGA Championship. And we've seen more random winners, I think, with the PGA Championship than we have with the other events. But it's at a great golf course. It's just, maybe gets a little bit lost. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, playoffs going on. There's always football going on, and it's sort of kind of tucked in there. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, the Masters is in April. Now the PGA is in May. The U.S. Open in June, like usual, generally. And the British Open is July. The PGA should be after that. Isn't the big problem with the PGA the title? The PGA Championship sounds very generic and benign. It's not cool. It needs a name like, if you called it the Wanamaker, is that the trophy?
Yeah.
If you called it the Wanamaker Open.
It's a better name.
Because it's mysterious. What is that about? You know,
the PGA Championship sounds like it could be the professional, like the teaching pros. PGA Professionals of America.
It needs a cool name.
Mm. Oh, no. Yes, Tom.
No, my son thought the Players Championship was a major because that's actually even a cooler name than the PGA Championship.
No, that's the fifth major, as they like to say.
There you go.
All right. Shannon in Indiana. Hi, Shannon. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP. Morning, Dan Epps. Hope you all are having a good day.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
All righty. With all this going on,
and there you go.
It's true.
Yeah,
it is true.
With all of this going on,
think of that.
Dot dot dot. Yeah, man, that is.
What do you think Shannon in Indiana was going to say there? With all this stuff going on.
Right. What was what was the end of that? So with all this going on.
What is this? Is the NBA playoffs? Let's start there.
It could have been the frost at the PGA Championship.
Right.
It could
Stanley
have been.
Cup.
Oh, global warming.
Something. I don't know.
Could be, with all this going on, I'm just glad to have you guys doing this show.
Okay.
So you guys have gotten me through a lot.
Got through, yeah.
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 Yes, Todd.
With all this stuff going on, we're not giving any attention to Djokovic losing to that 20-year-old for like the second time. Maybe he wants to get a little tennis in there. Mm. Djokovic was upset recently.
Mm. And upset.
Upset that he lost.
Yeah.
To this kid,
very
basically.
Yeah, very upset. City Boy in Lake Tahoe. Hi, City Boy.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Hi, City Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning. First time, long time. I've been listening since when, remember, the mothership used to make you start honoring your commercial breaks way back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, talking about the Joker, and I just like you were talking about the other day, I had never really followed the Joker too much, and I think without question MVP for this year, based on what I was seeing against him and Embiid. I'd like to see what your thoughts were on that.
Well, it's over. It was the regular season.
This call would have been great a month ago.
I mean, he could win the MVP if he wins the NBA Finals, but the voting's already over. And, you know, sometimes we'll look at what happens to an MVP when he gets to the playoffs. And therefore, Joel Embiid bows out. You know, this whole what happened with the 76ers I find interesting. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mrs. Davis is the world's most powerful artificial intelligence. Simone is the nun devoted to destroying her. From a co-executive producer, Big Bang Theory, co-creator of Watchmen and Lost, comes Mrs. Davis, New original series streaming now only on Peacock. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What is the date today, Todd Fritz?
Today would be Thursday, May 18th.
May 18th.
Yes.
Do you know what today is nationally?
Like the day calendar thing?
National blank day.
If it was National French Onion Soup Day, Paul would have
Paul
let us
would know
already.
That. Oh, Paul would know that.
I cherish that day.
Yes. Today is National Marvin Day.
What?
Yes. Meant for celebrating anyone named Marvin in the world, the name Marvin is predominantly masculine and is of Welsh origin, derived from the Welsh name Mervyn, and it means sea hill. In the United States, the name rose to popularity at the beginning of the 20th century, peaked in the early 1930s. The short form for the name is Marv. Well, congratulations, Marvin.
Yay, thanks. National Marvin Day.
Thanks everybody. Thanks. We did it.
Yeah, you did it. You got
shout out to all the Marvins all across the world.
You named after Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
Yes.
He was killed.
Yes, he was. By his dad.
By his dad.
Yeah, correct.
By his dad.
And then a letter came to my mother. And she said, name him Marvin. And she didn't have it. No, my grandmother named me.
Oh.
She was so devastated.
By Marvin Gaye dying?
Oh, she loves Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
And she sent a letter from Connecticut to Germany. Bridget, this is his name. There is no, shut up. There's no argument.
So your mom's in the military in Germany.
Correct.
And your grandmother said this is the name of that baby.
Yes.
Marvin.
Yes.
After Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
And your middle name is?
Terrell.
And Terrell was the name of the singer who sang with Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
Okay. Well, happy National Marvin Day.
Hey, yay. Everybody. Yeah. Marvin Day.
Okay. Do you think Marvin has cracked the top 10 most famous Marvins? Marvin Gaye, Marvin Hagler.
Marvin Webster, the human eraser, played for the Knicks.
I think Marvin.
What a great nickname. The human eraser was Marvin Webster.
Marvin Harrison, wide receiver. Yeah. Marvin Lewis, the coach.
Marvin Hamlish.
Marvin Hamlish, composer. We're at like six.
Bagley Jr. Three?
Oh.
I think Marvin Prince might be having a better year.
Than Marvin Bagley Jr. the third?
Yeah.
Fourth? Any other Marvins in there?
Marvin Miller, was he the...
Now, there is Marvin Miller. There is Marv Albert. Is he Marvin Albert?
Is that his actual... I'll check him.
I don't know.
Yeah. Marv Levy?
Marv Levy? I think you're getting kicked out of the top 10.
But if you
10.
Abbreviate it, you're out of the club.
Marv.
How does one celebrate Marvin Day? What should we be doing about this?
We just did.
Oh, just acknowledging it?
Yeah, it's over.
No, we have cake.
Oh, we have some leftover cake.
We do have leftover birthday cake out there. There's a little bit more carrot cake, and then there's a chocolate cake out there. Yes,
apparently Meatloaf's real name is Marvin.
Mm.
But it doesn't count because he doesn't go by it. Also, yeah. Young MC, also his first name apparently Marvin.
Okay.
Marv Albert's full name is Marvin, his first full name.
Okay.
Doesn't go by that, though.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Young MC was going to call that song Just Bust a Marv, but that would have been really weird, so they went with Move. Did you know that?
You know what? Like, you were 7 minutes in, you did a great job on this show.
See how it all balances out, though, eventually?
It doesn't balance out.
No, because now I'm just being crummy, you're so maybe even in the middle
no,
somewhere.
It's overwhelmingly bad.
What's the Marv?
Yeah. No, it's not good. Yeah. Yes. Marvin Winans? Marvin Lewis? Marv Cook? Yeah, you know, you're on the outside of the top 10. If we win a sports Emmy...
wouldn't be in.
Things might change. Things might change. Famous Marvs. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Scott in Ohio. Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
6'2", 350, my friend.
All right.
I thought it might be a gong, but that's okay. I'll take the bill.
All right.
I wanted to chime in and then tap into your realism doesn't equal hate. And what I mean by that is I don't believe LeBron James is in the top 10 in NBA history. Reason being, he was outscored by Jason Terry in the finals. He played in the weakest era in the history of the Eastern Conference. And on top of that, for roughly a third of his career, he's cared about defense. You know, if longevity is the best thing he's got to offer, would Karl Malone not be higher? I mean, I haven't bought into it. My friend, what do you think?
Well, just because Jason Terry outscores you doesn't mean that LeBron's not a top 10 player. Karl Malone didn't win a title. LeBron is going to end up in the top five in steals, assists, and points. Hasn't dropped off very much in a 20-year career. That's a bold take, but I would strongly disagree with that, Scott. What, Marv?
And how's a weak Eastern Conference LeBron's problem?
Oh, we just lost him. Do people knock Tom Brady because he played in the AFC East?
Yes.
They should. It was a weak conference. Weak division, right? It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're beating up on the Bills, the Dolphins, and the
Jets.
Yeah.
Like, you're guaranteed six wins.
Yeah, at least five and one.
They'd always lose to Miami.
Road game against the Dolphins is always
they would lose that one. Yes, Paul.
It's all semantics. You could make the case that Joe Montana was better at the quarterbacking position when he played, but Tom Brady was much better, had a much better career than Joe Montana. So there are two, like Michael Jordan, you could say was the best player of all time from the playing ability standpoint and competitiveness.
Yeah.
But LeBron James did it for way, way longer.
LeBron is the most decorated player of all time. Now, whether you want to, we get into this discussion, argument, and nobody wins. Everybody loses because you're holding on to Michael Jordan, and rightfully so. LeBron will never move past him. And you may say he's not better than Kobe. You might say he's not better than Kareem. It's okay. It's the eye of the beholder. It's interpretation. It's who you think. I would like to think that I have a pretty good leg or two to stand on because I got to see everybody play. The only person I never got to see in person is Bill Russell. He retired right before I started going to basketball games. But I got to see Wilt at the end of his career, Kareem when he just came in, Oscar when he was with Cincinnati and then went to Milwaukee, Jerry West. Go down the list. Duncan, Mike, LeBron, all of them. Got to see them all. I didn't get to see Bob Pettit. Didn't get to see, you know, some of the older players, but got to see them. And LeBron is one of the top five, top three, top two players of all time. Just is. Yeah, Marv.
My man said not top 10, though. I know. What 10 players?
I know. He's still doing it. He's still 20 years in. He's still doing it at a very, very high level. Yes, Paulie.
It's like if you look at defensive linemen in the NFL or rush linebackers, whatever you want to call it, I've never seen anyone play the position better than Lawrence Taylor for those 5 years. Never. And you watch Lawrence Taylor up close.
Yeah.
But from a distance, I remember I was like, I've never seen anything like Lawrence Taylor. But Reggie White had a better career. Reggie White did it for 15 years at a high level. But I would, you know, it's almost like who's the best?
But people do look at LT and say that's the greatest defensive player of all time.
Yeah.
Even though it was a 5-year window,
yes.
Reggie White was greater over a longer period of time.
Aaron Donald has like 9 years in the tank,
yeah.
You know, all pro every year. So was he better or worse than Lawrence Taylor? You got to semantic it.
Yes. Is that a word, semantic it?
Yeah, you have to semantic.
That's right, Ryan Willimantic.
Using it as a verb. Yeah. Is that?
I think it's
semantic it?
Will, yeah. Niantic.
It's down romantic. On the shoreline.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, semantic it. Great lobster rolls.
Oh, they're the best.
By the way, Marv's got his Connecticut National Championship t-shirt on.
Can cut the net.
Can cut the net.
That's funny.
It is a great t-shirt. Great t-shirt.
It sounds like a real town around
it here. Does. Yeah, where do you live?
They got a casino.
Can cut the net. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Casino? Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
That's New London.
There's a town in, I think it's Massachusetts. It's spelled Swampscott.
Yeah.
Swampscott.
Well, there's Worcester, and it's spelled Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah. Worcester.
There's actually no H in that. It's actually Worcester.
Yes.
There's no H. There's no
Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can get in trouble asking for directions in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Just saying. Where am I going? Oh, you got a Swampscott, and then you go over there, and you're on straight, and then you're good.
It's not Peabody. It's Peabody.
Peabody. It's not New Britain. It's New Britain. That one always fascinated me. The Red Sox had a minor league team in New Britain. And I remember asking when I first got to ESPN, and I'm going, hey, is there minor league baseball? They said, oh, yeah, New Britain. And I go, I didn't know if the person had like a speech problem. New Bretta. And I went, where is New Bretta? And they said, oh, you know, it's only about 20 minutes away. Yeah, see.
There's a place in Massachusetts that looks like Leominster, but it's like, I think it's Leominster.
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 Yeah. There's outside of New York, New Rochelle, New York. It's two words, New Rochelle. New Rochelle.
New Rochelle.
New Rochelle. Yes, Tom.
So you didn't know if that person had a speech impediment, so you still said back to him, where's New Britain? I made fun of him anyway.
I don't think that. I can't relate to that. I don't think the person knew how they were pronouncing New Britain, but they would say it's New Britain.
Maybe something wrong with the guy. Like, where's New Britain? What you just said.
You're making a comeback, Todd.
Try.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.